This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, all right? Do something a little different in your life. And really, again, you heard Dr. B speak tonight. You heard Rick Rehn and so many others talk about some of the issues that you're going through, that we're all going through, actually. And the election is not helping. You know, we need, I used to say in the older days, I used to say, I need some wins. I need a win here. I need to feel like what I'm doing is making a difference. And a lot of you out there think that your vote, yeah, I know, I'm hitting the ground running. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. Because you really do need to be paying attention. Seriously. Well, don't pay so much attention that you burn the turkey or something. I know some of you are cooking tonight. But I mean it sincerely. You really have to get informed. Now, when it comes to the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate this time of year. When it comes to the holidays, you got to make sure that you put things in perspective and what they're for. Now, I'll talk about this more the closer we get to Christmas. But, you know, my giggle with Christmas, for my Christian friends, is my joke, if you would. We all, Christmas is not about credit cards and who you buy what for. And I know you've heard this a million times. And some of you say, yeah, okay, everybody says that. Well, it's true. That's why everybody says it. So for my Christian friends, if Jesus came to set you free, why do you run your credit cards up? Maybe you should save all year. And then when it comes down to the time where you know, it's time to buy gifts, or you feel like you need to buy gifts for people, that's the time to do it. Right? But if Jesus, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because every year I do this and I always get a nasty or two. If Jesus came to set you free, why do you put yourself in bondage with the bills again? Simple question. You don't even need a college education to understand that one, or to even answer that one, for that matter. Right? And then the holidays, or what we call the holidays, which, by the way, for you secular Joes, they're really called holy days. Yeah, that should ruin your turkey. When we give thanks as Christians, we have a specific goal in mind. We have a specific God in mind, if you would. That's what we should. And I am going to play the bits and pieces at some point in time from Rick Rehn about what our founding fathers had to say about where they saw this country, where they wanted us to be, where they wanted us to go as a country. Because some of us have bent on believing that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. that they were either secular humanists or they were deists. Really funny because, you know, the guy that everybody gives kudos to for the separation of church and state, you're going to find out that you're not right. You're totally wrong. Thomas, you look at Jefferson actually held church services in a federal building. Right? The guy that wanted the separation of church and state. Remember him? People were outraged the other day that President Trump would have the military band playing Christian songs. Playing songs that, Christmas songs / Christian songs. But Jefferson had the military band playing hymns every Sunday in a federal building on federal property. As I like to say, he's apparently our first recorded case of Alzheimer's. Because he couldn't remember that he was the one that was against church and state. Remember that? The whole separation thing. This is why I tell you guys, you got to get informed. You have to get informed to be engaged. Same thing going on now. It is not over for President Trump, provided his team does the right thing. Sticks to the letter of the law. You've got four justices, five justices, really, that are originalists. If you can show them where any one of these issues, any one of these actions got in the way, if this presidential election was totally against the Constitution, they will overturn it. But seriously, you have to get informed for that kind of stuff. The arguments that some of you are having on Facebook make absolutely no sense whatsoever because they're not about the Constitution. They're about what you've heard in conversation. Real big difference. And we don't want to be them. I keep telling you that. We don't want to be them. We don't want to argue for the sake of argument or maybe even sound like we have a clue to what we're talking about. I don't want to sound like I have a clue. I want to have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me an email, it's real simple, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We come back, again, we're going to be talking about some tradition, we'll be talking about the election, talking about some of the depression, still some of the depression that's going on with you. Look, you know, you got food on the table? And if you have food on the table, there's no reason for you to be depressed. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
We are back.
Silent.
Let's go Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? You do want to be part of the solution. All right. So, again, getting involved, getting engaged, getting familiarized with what's going on. Because we want to come after the other people. And I don't mean that in a negative way. You know what I mean? Defending ourselves, defending the Constitution, just defending the country as a whole. All right? We want to make sure that you have the right information so that we don't sound like them. All right. University of Virginia student. Well, the student newspaper, actually. They're encouraging their readers to stand up against family racism. I don't even know what that means. She argued that hateful rhetoric, conspiratorial thinking, and virulent racism, xenophobia, and sexism endure in most of American society. This child obviously went to a very liberal public college. One student commented in the opinion article stating that by playing along with the policing of white progressives, we grant them a position of superiority and a false sense of accomplishment. An opinion columnist at the University of Virginia student newspaper encouraged her readers to stand up to racist family at Thanksgiving. Emma Camp, who writes a regular opinion column for the Cavalier Daily, she asserted that white progressives must privilege their principles over personal comfort. Especially in conversations, they can't even spell half these words, let alone use them, know what how they're being used. In conversations with family during the holiday season, she said, in order to fulfill this mandate, they need to stand up to their racist loved ones. Now, though, Trump, who Camp defines as a photo-fascist, has been defeated, she says. She argues that the hateful rhetoric, conspiratorial thinking, and virulent racism, xenophobic, and sexism he espoused during his tenure remain deeply entrenched in American political discourse. Now, when I talk to people about these issues, they love to bring them up. And you just go with the easiest one, which is racist. Ask them if they know what a racist is. They can't answer you. Because they don't know. I'm not just saying it to be funny. I'm saying it to be real. They don't know. When you ask them, you know, what xenophobia means, what sexism, really, what does it mean? How does it play out? They can't tell you. And then fascism, that's always a good one, too. They don't realize that by dictating to us how we should be, how we should act, and what we should want, and they're willing to force it on us, that's fascism at its finest. Right? When we sit silent over our Uncle QAnon's rants at our high school friends, and there's the xenophobic comics, she continues, it shows that we value our own comfort over what we know to be. You know what? I would love to have her at my dinner table. And I would take her advice. I would not keep my mouth shut. I would speak up. And I guarantee I would have her either crying or tripping over her own words within minutes. Because she doesn't know what any of this means. Not with any depth, anyhow. She knows what's been spewed in her liberal professor's class at college. But she has no clues what the words really mean. I told you guys a long time ago, racism now means nothing. It has absolutely no value whatsoever as a word anymore. Because the left has used it so much to browbeat, to bully, to beat down white kids mostly, that I don't know what racism is. When you don't agree with a president because he happens to be black, that's racism. When we didn't think that Kamala Harris was the best person for the job, that's racism. You see where they go with this? They try to so they've taken the true meaning of the word away. It has absolutely no depth to it whatsoever anymore. And do you really think it shows that we value our own comfort over what we know to be our ethical duty? Your ethical duty is first to be informed, truly informed, not to feel, because I know a lot of you go by feelings. I'm not interested in you feeling informed. I'm interested in you actually being informed. There's a lot of people that are full of themselves, think they have a clue, think they know what they're talking about. And you can always tell because some of you will see talking or laying something out with such authority, they sound like they do have a clue, that they know what they're speaking about, and they have no clues to what they're saying whatsoever. She admonishes readers to prove that their moral principles are more important than their relationship with racists. No matter the outcome, standing up for your principles, it disrupts a presumption of agreement so often assumed by bigots. Look at all the big words she learned in college. Isn't that cool? She said, hateful beliefs may continue, but at the very least you can make it clear that they're not welcome to at least one person. Well, then you don't have to be there. See, if you get, I love these, they're full of themselves. They come to the table, they get all these ideas, they think everything is so smart, they're so great, they know it. No, they don't. They only know what the professor told them. There's no depth behind it. University of Virginia undergrad, Devin, Upadhyay, told Campus Reform that calling white progressives to action at Thanksgiving turns social activism into a game. It elicits frivolous accusations and it burns bridges with loved ones. Today's progressives have developed a savior complex. Right? It's become so sensitive, it dilutes the real instances of xenophobic, I just said that, sexism and racism. By calling everything racist, nothing is. Because you don't know where they're coming from or what they really mean. You know, again, they browbeat our white kids for years over being white. That was their sin. For being in the skin color that they were born in. Right? At the same time, they didn't want us speaking poorly or even anything about black people simply because of their skin color. If we get down to its skin color, and that's really all that matters, Martin Luther King Jr. died for no reason whatsoever. Because he wasn't about skin color. That was not where he was at. If a purpose of activism is to make change, Tony Ruckel, Steve, he's a white supremacist, surely won't win you a Nobel Prize, will it? So true. I would say that to my Christian friends. When you walk up to people and you stick your finger in their face, say you're going to hell because you don't know Jesus. That helps you in the conversation, doesn't it? Tom Senior, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp-made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Back to normal by the summer. That's what the chief science advisor for Operation Warp Speed believes is possible if enough Americans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Dr. Mansif Salawi tells CNBC that going back to normal should soon be possible.
Well, we hope that we would have vaccinated 70 or 80% of the U.S. population by May or June of 2021. So I would hope that summer should be substantially back to normal.
Vaccines could start to be delivered as soon as mid-December, as Pfizer has applied for an emergency use authorization from the FDA for their shot. The vaccines are more needed than ever as hospitalizations and deaths from the virus are rising across the country. Wednesday saw the most COVID deaths since early May, with nearly 2,300 fatalities reported. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You'll listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, really, to get involved. And I do appreciate your time with me. Let's, again, Thanksgiving, all of a sudden, just, I mean, they've been working on this for a while. But if you think about what the godless, soulless left wants, and I have no better name for them anymore, really. I mean, there's plenty of people on the left that you know, the moderates, the rank and file, they don't really understand truly what their party is all about. But you've got the hardcore that they want to do away with God. They want to do away with anything righteous, anything conservative, anything along those lines. You're either totally liberal, anything goes anyway, anyhow, or else. Well, it's not going to fly. So I found this article, or this piece, on campus reform. And apparently there's more young people than even I thought that want political conversation at the table. They want to understand, they want to talk about it, apparently. That doesn't mean they do, because sometimes these people get into this stuff, and they go, oh, no, well, that's not what I thought it was. Although, I don't know what the heck you think it was. So, take a listen. Let's see what's going on with campus reform. I love these.
Hey, I'm Jasmine Walk with Campus Reform, and today we're at George Mason University, where many students are headed home for Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk to students about if they plan to avoid politics at the dinner table this Thanksgiving, or if they think it's time to have those hard conversations. Let's go find out. Are you excited to see your family?
I'm really excited. I love my family. I have a great relationship with them.
I'm excited.
At least for our family, we're just like eating the whole time.
We're just going to chill, eat food, and just spend time together as family.
Would you say you have the same political philosophy as your family?
Not.
No.
For the most part.
No.
Not always.
I wouldn't say I'm on the same wavelength with my family politically. I think my family's a little bit more conservative than I am. I feel like I'm more on like the left
side. My family thinks one direction and like a couple of people think the other way.
And do you think this year more than ever it's important to bring up those hard topics at the dinner table?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk about most definitely, especially with everything going on.
Yeah, of course.
It's important.
See what the family thinks. See the different views.
I'm excited that they even want to talk about it. Remember, a couple of years back, nobody wanted to, well, maybe they want to talk about it now because Biden is there. But really, a couple of years back, nobody wanted to talk about it. Remember? It wasn't something that should be brought up there because they, you know, didn't get along. They didn't believe the same way. So maybe we're making a little bit of a break. I don't know. Maybe.
people might not feel safe talking about that with their family, but I think it's a...
People might not feel safe? So what happens if you don't agree, there's some kind of hand that comes off from under the table and starts slapping you around in the face or something?
Conversation that definitely needs to be had. No, it's not something that we should just kind of push away because it's uncomfortable. But also, I know that it can be super stressful right now, especially.
It definitely needs to be talked about, and we need to be educated on our politics and what our friends are thinking, but I don't think it needs to ruin my Thanksgiving.
So what issues do you think are important to talk about at the dinner table specifically?
Definitely Trump's policies on LGBTQ rights. If you're voting for somebody who's actively against my rights as a person, then where does that...
Now, it shows you the misinformation he'd be given, because he was considered by even the LGBTQ community to be one of the most LGBTQ-friendly presidents there was. He had a 40% approval rating for that group, which is about 2.5 times what any other president has ever had on the Republican side anyhow. Now, when they say friendly, I would love to know. See, my follow-up question to her would be, what specific right did he take away from you? And I'll bet you she wouldn't be able to answer it.
Oh, hand in hand. Both of our family are immigrants, so, like, we care a lot about immigrant issues as well.
Trump saying that it was a rigged election.
Issues like climate change are really important.
I go back to the lady who talked about immigration. So Trump doesn't care about immigration. No, he cares about legal immigration, and that's where we need to drive a point home. Look at how godless and lawless we've become. It doesn't matter what is the law. It only matters what we feel. You know, they want President Trump out right now. Let Joey Biden walk into the White House because that's what they feel is the right thing to do. Think about all the arguments that they had and some of the, I'm not going to call them protests, some of the riots that they've had. Over what? Over wanting to do illegal things. Not legal, but illegal things. That's been the constant fight. And it needs to stop. You parents who raise these kids, you need to not to be afraid to have them say, I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving. You need to make sure that they understand. If they don't like the law, they don't like the way something's laid out, then change it. You don't just break it. Some of them, again, they want Trump out right now because he lost, and why wait? Because that's what the law says. That's what the Constitution allows. We're not doing away with the Constitution. You want to see a revolution with real guns and real bloodshed among Americans? I mean, bigger than it was during the Civil War? Go ahead and try to do away with the Constitution. I guarantee you'll realize pretty quick it's one of the worst things that ever came out of your mouth.
You know, women's rights and BLM, of course, definitely the rape.
Look at, she is just spouting every social justice garbage term there is.
Racial discrimination. Black history, it sounds kind of bad, but like, my parents didn't have such a high education, neither did the majority of my family, so I want to make sure they understand history and like, are educated about that side of things.
Well, does she mean history is taught to her by the liberal loons, or does she mean actual American history? Real American history? Because here, there's a lot of lies being pushed down the pike. There's a lot of lies about what American history is all about. And when they talk about racism and they talk about, you know, the Republican Party, they really need to look into the... And some of you already know this. And I hate repeating myself. I hate telling you stuff I know you already know. You look at things that why the Civil War was fought, the KKK, who actually kept slaves and women from getting the vote. All of these sins belong to the Democrats, and somehow we get blamed for them. Because the left has done such a great job of smoke and mirrors. They've been so well-versed in lying. They're so well-versed in cheating that it doesn't look like anything big. It looks like it's the truth. Amazing to me, anyway.
The Black Lives Matter movement, probably white supremacy, things like that, should definitely be talked about. I don't think that everyone will be receptive, of course, but I hope some people are, for sure.
Yeah. Well, most people on the right, most, will take an honest argument. If you're on the right and it's not an honest argument, I'm not interested in it, not at all. And you shouldn't be either. If it's not full fact, you shouldn't be interested in it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. We do not realize how much of a stranglehold, actually, that China has had on this country for how long. It's actually scary. Indiana University students are enraged after a Hong Kong protester is invited to speak. Why? Because he's going to speak about freedom. He's going to speak about pushing back against the totalitarian regime, if you would. Communist government. They don't want to hear any of that. They don't want to feel bad about any of that. After the university, Indiana University student government invited Joshua Wong, a Hong Kong activist and Nobel Peace Prize nominee, to speak, they were looking for him to, you know, just open up about his struggles for freedom and democracy in Hong Kong. Many of the Chinese and non-Chinese students alike began to disparage Wong and the event and the student government who made it happen. Some students went so far as to allege, well, they threatened members of the student government. During the event, Wong, who faced up to 5 years in prison due to his involvement with the pro-democracy protest, spoke about the importance of free speech and struggles for freedom and the oppressive Chinese regime. You know, that really committed countless of atrocities and human rights abuses. But the kids didn't want to hear that. Totally skews what they believe to be truth about China. Why? Because it's totally what their professors told them was true. Now, many IU students, largely those studying abroad from China, lambasted the event. They stated that it violated Chinese students and advocated terrorism. See, they learned these words. They throw them around. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supply, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. Time to spend with me. So, if you're tuning in and you're of the old guard, as they say, you've been around here for a while, I have put together a bunch of shows over the next 2 days. You know, bringing somebody else in is fine, but some of you guys, you know, I'm just better off giving you the cream. I had a hard time scraping up the cream. There wasn't much of it, let me tell you what. But no, I went ahead and put together a bunch of shows for you over the next couple of days so you can enjoy, you can listen to. And, you know, hopefully you'll get something out of it. Might be a good introduction to some of your friends who've never caught the show before. But really, you really want to be sitting around the house on Thanksgiving or the next day and or Black Friday. I mean, for my black friends, I don't know why they call it Black Friday. I mean, I have a clue. But really, seriously, why don't they call it Green Friday? You're making so much money, right? But so we'll put some shows together, get informed, you get engaged. We'll be back at it again next week. I mean, I want to stuff my mouth with turkey. I don't want to be talking the whole time. So, we were talking about, what word? Oh, yeah, that's right, too. You've got a Chinese protester, true protester. Because, you know, if some of you are keeping up with this, Hong Kong was supposed to stay independent. It was supposed to maintain its own, you know, government, if you would. And when we gave it back to China, they agreed to keep it like that. And it didn't last long for them to switch it over, let me tell you what. The students at the college are complaining that this violates Chinese students' rights. It's an advocate for terrorism. And it was offensive to the Chinese student population. That's because these boneheads who've only known freedom their whole life, they don't know what it's like to be oppressed under a government, you know, an oppressive government regime. That's why I said, these people who believe in socialism, they believe in communism or fascism, well, not fascism, because they've been taught that that word is bad. We need to send them for free of charge to Venezuela and Cuba. Let them live there for a year. Let them see truly what it's about. Right? That simple. If we're such a bad, oppressive country, why are people flocking here and not flocking to these other wonderful places like Cuba or Venezuela or any of those? During the event, Wong, who faces up to 5 years in prison due to his involvement with the pro-democracy protest, he spoke about the importance of free speech and his struggles for freedom. Free speech. There's something that scares the left to no end. You want proof? Look at what just happened with all these social platforms. Look at how they conducted themselves in the hearings, where they kept their mouths quiet. Matter of fact, the liberal left legislators saw no problem with what the Twitter and Facebook and others were doing and thought maybe we should have more of it, that maybe they didn't do enough. And there's actually some liberal legislators that have called for Facebook and Twitter to ban conservative conversation in totality. Apparently they don't know what the Constitution says. Or they do and they find it offensive, which would be nothing new, right? And many IU students studying abroad from China, they land based at the event, stating that it violated Chinese students and advocate terrorism. Where? How does it advocate terrorism for people who are looking for freedom? Do they call it Antifa the same way? Are they calling out BLM the same way? Because you want to talk about domestic terrorists? These people fit that mold big time. In an email to the Indiana University Office of International Services, the IU chapter for Chinese students and scholars are part of an organization with strong ties to Beijing. That's the other thing. China has been spending buku bucks here for decades. They have wormed their way into pretty much every part of the educational world. So people are afraid to say no to them. Afraid to do anything that hurts them. Same thing with the NBA. The NBA, we're talking billions of dollars from China to the NBA. None of that's ever investigated. The amount of dollars going back and forth is almost sinful. The CSSA referred to the event as a national disruption activity that violated Chinese students. They stated that the IU student government is making Chinese students feel uncomfortable. And it's been very offensive. The group continued and stated that the decision is harmful to Chinese students' rights. Well, how? So they have a right not to be offended now that they're in this country? Because they're offended a lot over in China, let me tell you what. The IU government should be responsible for their decision. The CSSA further claimed that the student government's actions were disrespectful for all students. So again, a college that wants to coddle, a college that wants to cover up, doesn't work. Never will. The only way these kids are going to understand the truth is to hear it from the people that are there. Isn't that interesting how these colleges have hosted people like Ahmadinejad, all the true terrorists, true fascists, true communists, those were all okay. But anybody advocating for free speech is considered a terrorist? Like, when did that happen? That's how bad this is. When did that actually happen? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. She's back in the news again, Representative Omar. Her and the rest of her team, they underperformed compared to Biden by the largest percent in the country. Think about that. And yet she still won. How'd that happen? I saw a report today that said that the average votes stolen down ticket were about 35,000. So I would bet you if you got a pure vote in a lot of these ballots down ballot, we would have more people in Congress. We'd have more people in the Senate. Kim Klasick, she probably took Baltimore by thousands, tens of thousands of votes. The other guy didn't even show up. You know why? Because he knew he already had it. He knew they had it in the bag. I mean, again, just amazing to me. We should have been watching them as Republicans with a fine-tooth comb. And I'd say we deserve what we get, but the problem is that it's not always us. We vote for the right people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you remember Dave Wasserman, the fellow I used to have on the show on a regular basis. And he used to feel bad about getting beat up by the left. He got beat up so bad that he switched sides. No joke. Right? When you talk about somebody who just doesn't want the aggravation. Right? And play on that. It's amazing to me. If you don't hold your ground, I don't want to be friends with you. I don't have anything to do with you. We don't even have to be on the same page. Seriously. I definitely want to know that you're honest about what you're doing and you're coming at it honestly. Then we can have a conversation. If you're just such a stuck ideologue, then there's a big problem. And here's a student trying to talk to other students who's facing 5 years in prison for simply pushing for freedom of speech. The freedom of speech that they actually had before China took over. Hong Kong was doing fine. They were making money, their economy was strong, the people were happy. China didn't like it. Not at all. Not one bit. They want to be... This is like... The Chinese government is like the Democrat Party. They want total control under all situations. So, again, take a hard look at California. Take a hard look at the Chinese government, the Cuban government. That's what it would look like with total control by the Democrats of this country. Don't let them get away with it. Don't think you lost. Don't curl up a little ball in the corner of your home. Oh, what am I going to do? My vote didn't count. Make it count. Get out there and make noise and make it count. Let them know this is scare the crud out of them. Let them know that you know what they did. These aren't just a bunch of whacks on the right making noise because their president didn't get it. If he lost fair and square, so be it. But we'll never accept theft. We'll never accept it being stolen, ultimately from the American people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for future use, but I got to tell you what, we won't be around here for a couple of days. Some of the best shows that you've heard will be up over the next couple of days. Hey, God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'd say don't eat too much, but we already know what's going to happen. We'll catch you later.